Now, the morning show at East Coast, and we're going to talk about town twinning Greystones and Holyhead in Anglesey in Wales. It's not too far away, but there is the Irish Sea in the middle. The twinning was initiated in December 2010, and Holyhead responded to an invitation by Greystones to be twinned. And we're going to have a chat about twinning and the benefits for, I suppose, both communities and towns, and where does it go from here, with Kathleen Kelleher, resident, of course, of Greystones, and former Fianna Fáil councillor. You're very welcome, Kathleen. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good morning, Declan, and I'm very delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what happened? One day everybody looked across from Greystones and saw, oh, there's Wales over there, and we said we must reach out and make connection, was it?
Yes, and of course people in Applewood Heights who live at the very top of Applewood Heights, on a clear day they can actually see Wales. So it all started in 2009 with the town council that was elected then, and the decision was made to revive the Tourism and Twinning Committee that had been in existence previously but had fallen into not use. And it finally, we started in 2010, and a delegation went over to Wales. We wrote around and said, who would like to be friends with us? And Wales put up their hand and said, yes, please, we'd like to be your friend. So a group went over, and the message that we got back in Greystones was, wow, these are very nice people. Now, there were some parameters that the town council had indicated they wanted in a twinning town. It had to be a maritime town, so it had to be a town on the sea that had same issues as ourselves, and it had to be near enough so that we could travel back and forth easily. We had been previously twinned with Bordeaux in the southern part of France, and that proved very difficult to get back, so we needed some place that we could travel back and forth easily, and Holyhead in Wales came up. So in January 2012, the legal documents were signed. Councillor Tom Fortune signed on behalf of Greystones, and Councillor Jeff Evans signed on behalf of the Holyhead Town Council. So this is a legal framework, and it's been going forward. We've had our ups and downs, but it's really quite a productive group. We meet back and forth, and of course over the years many of us have become friends.
And what benefit is it? Well, I mean, if you're twinned, you're twinned. Some people could be quite cynical and say, well, this is for dignitaries in the town to have a junket each.
Well, now the cynicism is there. I have heard so many times people say, Holyhead? There's nothing in Holyhead. Why would you twin with Holyhead? But the equivalent would be for people who come in to Dublin on a ferry, get off the, come through Dublin Port, get on the M50, and go around the country and say, well, there was nothing in Dublin. So it's not until you actually go over, and every person who has been to Holyhead and has been seeing the sights and attractions can see it. The main thing, I suppose, really, is that we learn from each other. So we're very, very similar towns in the sense that we do have harbors. Our Holyhead did have a harbor. We have many common interests. The structure would be supported by Holyhead Town Council and Greystones Town Council, but it's the groups that go back and forth. So the first visitors that came over to us would have been the Holyhead Sea Cadets. They came over to us twice and marched in our St. Patrick's Day parade. So it's the little bits and pieces. It's the groups going back and forth. The football club has been over several times. The Girl Guides went over, and the people in Holyhead have come over to us on many occasions. And it is for us, particularly in Greystones, it's a huge, huge tourism potential. I can tell you, these people love to come to Greystones. And of course, Greystones has a lot to offer, because when they come over, everything is right in our town. There's so much to see that's within easy access. So we've had different groups. The groups that we now have on our list for future events would be theater. Ross MacParland was over last weekend. Our contingent went over, and Ross went over to see the Holyhead Theatre. And Ross is now in Edinburgh at the festival in Edinburgh, and he's getting ideas for the Whale Theatre, which is a huge, huge benefit to Greystones and a wonderful resource for people who want to see good quality entertainment right in our town. There's golf, there's sailing, the RNLI are very active. The football have been back and forth. The Sea Scouts I mentioned. The language, you would be shocked to hear these people talking among themselves in the Welsh language.
Yeah, because it's part of Anglesey.
Which is, yeah. Yes. Well, you have to remember, too, that Holyhead is an island off Anglesey,
which is an island,
which is off the coast of Wales. But their language is very good. We traveled over last March for St. David's Day, which unfortunately, Wales being Wales and part of the United Kingdom, it's not a national day, so they don't get a public holiday. They have a national day, but all the children have to do things. And we were over there, and they had a parade through the town for St. David's Day, and then they went into St. Mary's Catholic Church, and they sang Welsh songs, and I can tell you that was so impressive to see a church full of children singing songs in their national language. They're just various types of songs, obviously, and it was televised for local Welsh television, and we were on it. Greystone Station. Yes. The other big thing, and I've mentioned this several times when I was a counselor, and I still kind of beat the drum on it if I can, Greystones has to look ahead and consider out-of-town development. We have a lot of housing coming on board, and we have to consider the fact that we might have to start moving our town southwards. And Holyhead, having only a very, very small town center, has had to have out-of-town development to cope with the increase in population. So that's a major thing. They have a cancer support group. They have a fabulous cancer research shop. It's absolutely magnificent. It looks like a big supermarket. They have a choir, and they also have a male voice choir. So the male voice choir is coming to us this November. It's the Holyhead male voice choir that sang at the funeral of John Cave, who was one of the founder members of this twinning project from the Holyhead side. So Tom Galvin and the male voice choir in Newtown Mount Kennedy will join up in November for a concert. So that's going to be very good. The Fire Brigade is a big connection. Kieran Hayden, when he was a counselor in Greystones, he was one of the people who traveled over to visit them. He's a chief fire officer now in Greystones. And last year's mayor of Holyhead was a retired fire officer. And we have coastal walking routes. We have our cliff walk. We're hoping to extend something down to Wicklow, and they have a wonderful coastal walk that goes around Holyhead. There's a historical society that has shown an interest. They have tidy towns. And the biggest thing of all, they have baton twirlers. They call them majorettes over there. But when we were there for the parade last Sunday, the baton, what we would call them, baton twirlers, they had a big competition, and they were very, very impressive. I'd love to see some.
So this is, there's so much happening, but it's going to expand.
And it's small groups going back and forth, and you learn from each other. They've learned from us. One of the things, I was surprised to hear this actually, but one of the things they include in their parade now, their festival parade in July, would be trucks. We have trucks in our Greystones parade, you know, lorries and everything, and they come along and everybody kind of gives out a little bit about them, but in fact, the Holyhead people thought they were fabulous, and there was a big parade of trucks in their parade this year.
Right. So what's happening next then, briefly?
Well, in the next, can I just say that it's going ahead. They are lovely people to deal with. They are very fond of Greystones, very fond. The two groups, the main thing that is important, the main function for both our groups is that we love our town. And everything that they do, much of what they do, is on a volunteer basis. And it does nothing else but improve their town. So in September, there's a group coming over for the Ireland-Wales match, the rugby match in the Aviva. And they'll be staying, they stay in Greystones, and they'll travel up for the match. That's an informal thing. And then in November, the male voice choir is coming over to join up with Newtown. And it's the same weekend. It will be the turning on of the Christmas lights. And who's coming back again but the Holyhead Santa, who visited us last
December. Very good. Well, I've got to leave it there now, Kathleen. There's so much, obviously, and you will keep us informed.
We will indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. And that's Kathleen Keller there. And well done to all concerned. Greystones and Holyhead in Anglesey in Wales. Twinned. And you hear all the great things that are happening between the two towns.